This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Obama administration has agreed to write off about $28 million worth of student loans for some former students of Corinthian colleges. Corinthian collapsed last spring amid charges by the Department of Education of widespread fraud and deception. Now, though, thousands more borrowers are hoping for some debt relief as well. From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Maryland, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
In 2007, Pamela Hunt had just finished her bachelor's degree at the University of Connecticut when she saw an ad online for Everest University.
You know, if you were a single mom, underemployed, this would be perfect. They had a great job placement.
Hunt, who has five children, wanted to be a probation officer. 2 years later, she had a master's in criminal justice from Everest's online program. But all those promises of job placement amounted to little more than a few emailed links to job search websites. Everest's parent company, Corinthian Colleges, was later fined $30 million for inflating its job placement figures and eventually forced out of business.
Needless to say, I've never been employed in my field of study.
Now Hunt is making less than $15 an hour as a home health aide. Between her two degrees, she has $159,000 in student loan debt. Last May, she applied to have her Everest loans forgiven through a little-known part of federal law.
If the college lied about anything that relates to the loans or the education, potentially the loans could be canceled. It's incredibly vague.
That's financial aid expert Mark Kantrowitz with CapEx.com. According to advocacy group The Debt Collective, former students from other for-profit colleges like ITT Tech and the Art Institutes have also filed claims. Robin Smith with the National Consumer Law Center says it will take months for education officials to set rules to determine who qualifies.
Which is why we are calling on the department to immediately stop collecting on student loans when students assert a defense to repayment claim regardless of the school that they went to.
More than 7,500 students have applied for debt relief in the last 6 months. If that sounds like a lot, Smith says hundreds of thousands should be eligible. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.